We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
First, a celebration. Then, tragedy. A 44-year-old man was struck by a car and killed as he crossed a street in downtown Chicago early this morning. The driver did not stop. It happened shortly after 2 o'clock near Ohio and State, where police say revelry was still underway from Mexican Independence Day celebrations. No one is in custody.
A 16-year-old boy is in the hospital after being stabbed in Aurora. Police say it happened yesterday evening during a disturbance at the Fiestas Patrias Festival. Investigators are calling it an isolated, suspected gang fight. The victim was stabbed in the back. He is expected to be okay.
Chicago police are looking for the person who held up three women in the South Loop last night. Let's go to the street for a report from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Police say the armed robbery happened around 8:30 in the evening in the 800 block of South Wabash, the latest in a series of holdups in the South Loop over the past month. Police say last night a man wearing a white mask approached three women, pulled out a gun, demanded their property, and ran off. There were earlier incidents going back to mid-August, but victims gave varying descriptions of the people who robbed them. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A shocking discovery in a home in Crete.
Nobody knows why or how, or there's no answers to it.
At one point, Dr. Ulrich Klopfer had three different abortion clinics in Indiana. He died earlier this month at the age of 79, and last week, his wife found over 2,000 fetal remains in their home's garage.
The public has to keep in mind that the widow had absolutely no knowledge of this, is in total shock, and has to get through it.
Attorney Patrick Bulger is representing the woman, who he says is fully cooperating with Will County authorities.
You can only imagine how shocking that has to be for somebody to stumble upon this, and it's in their own home. It's terrible.
No evidence linking medical procedures to the home has been found. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
They've worked together, and now two Indiana State Troopers are retiring together.
Two members of the Indiana State Police who have been married for almost 24 years have recently announced their retirement from the department. Master Trooper Richard Crawford became an Indiana State Trooper in 1990 after serving in the Air Force and with other police agencies. Lieutenant Nicole Crawford became a trooper in 1993, and even though she's retiring from the Indiana State Police, she will still fight crime. She has accepted a position with the Tennessee Dangerous Drug Task Force. While wishing the couple the best in their retirement, State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter says it has been a pleasure to serve alongside the dedicated public servants who he says have given way more to citizens than they will ever get in return. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
New recommendations are expected this week at Chicago-based Boeing. The New York Times reports they include changes to the company's structure and the creation of groups that would focus on safety. Boeing 737 MAX remains grounded following two crashes that killed 346 people.
Blackhawk fans got a peek at the new giant video display at the United Center yesterday.
With so many of us watching sports on our phones or in high-def home theaters, you might think fans wouldn't be fazed by a new video screen. But those who got the first look at the United Center's new Jumbotron were.
I've got a 65-inch TV, but this is a lot clearer. I mean, this is neat. This is really neat.
All these people around, if they don't have the best seats, they can see from that screen up there.
11-year-old A.J. Breeze and his mom, Amy, were impressed with the 8,600-square-foot screen, but then again, they don't have much to compare it to.
I don't have a phone. We don't have Wi-Fi, and she just got a phone.
While mom says it can be overwhelming, he gives it a thumbs up. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Mariano's Grocery in Greektown was evacuated yesterday. Firefighters declared a hazmat after locating an unknown substance. They haven't said exactly what it was. Tests revealed nothing dangerous.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio.
News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.